Abdul?
Yeah, give me 1 second, okay?
Yeah.
And Amy, to answer the question earlier, you can have the same website.
Mm-hmm.
It's the phone number itself on the GBP, you know, would have to be different. But the website can be the same, and the phone number can be on the website.
Okay, so my understanding was that it was going to have to be, like, a different – I knew that we needed different – I didn't think that we could. Google doesn't never used to recognize the 800 or the 877 numbers. They didn't prefer it. So I didn't know if we changed that policy or whatever. And then I told him that, you know, for each location, we do a different call tracking number that feeds to one. We can have it all feed to one number for each location, but
yeah.
It's important. I forgot that with GBP though, you need a different phone number for each location. I forgot about that.
Yeah, each location would need a different phone number.
To be unique.
They can share the same website. Mm-hmm.
But they can share the same website, and then you can have the same phone number on, like, you could do the 877
yeah,
on the website.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, imagine McDonald's, you know, every McDonald's location has the same, you know, McDonald's.com website.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the same as that.
So he would basically have two call tracking numbers then?
If you wanted to go that route. You know, you would have to have, like, you know, a call tracking number for each location. On the GBP on Google.
Yeah. He's got me on hold right now, so we'll just wait for him to come back. So, okay. It seems like that might be a viable solution.
Yes, Amy.
Good night.
Hi, Abdul.
Yes.
Hey, so I've got my Google business specialist on the phone. He's the one who was helping me determine what we need for verification. And what he told me, and he's on the line with us now so he can answer all those questions that you have that are technical. He said we can put an 877 number on the website, but that for verification for each Google profile that we do outside of Dayton, that it needs a unique phone number. So when we submit for each different location across the U.S., it's going to require that it has its own unique phone number and then address, even if we hide the address on Google. So each Google business profile will need a separate phone number, even though we can have one universal number on the website.
So let me ask you this. If I'm going to make ads, if I'm making ads in Dayton and I'm going to make ads in Cincinnati, is the, like, what the people going to call, like, do I have, I don't know, it's like when people call, like, do I have to make a whole, it's a whole different, I know it's a whole different campaign, but they're both going to lead to the same website.
Correct.
But the customer will go to that website, who are they going to be calling? Like, how are they going to know which is which or how? I want them to call a certain number, but I don't want it to be tied up to a certain area. Or it has to be like, if I want to, if we run a campaign in Cincinnati, do I have to make a Google account in Cincinnati or are we going to do it on the same Google account?
Can you answer that question, James?
Google Business Profiles can have a 2-hour service area limit. So if, you know, an area is within the 2-hour driving distance, you can have that service area added. So if it's farther than 2 hours, that's when we would recommend having, you know, another location. So we can have, you know, multiple call tracking numbers, you know, route to the same receiving number. That's how it would work for the Google Business Profile. It's just the websites we're able to do, you know, there's more leniency with the website. So that's why we can either have, you know, one universal website, you know, number on the website, but each profile on Google, that would need its own, like, individual number. But we can set up multiple call tracking numbers. So we can have multiple 877 numbers, you know, for each location. So we can have one for one location, another for another location.
Did you catch all that, Abdul?
Yeah, just what was the last part? This is the last part.
We have multiple 877 numbers. So we can have, like, you know, one for Cincinnati, another one for Dayton. That's kind of the main thing is each Google business profile has to have their own unique number. But the website, we could have one number, you know, displayed. But whenever somebody on, you know, searches on Google and they click, you know, the call button or they just click on the phone number, like on the Google business profile, you know, it'll go to that specific number. So it's just each of them has to be a unique number.
Okay.
Otherwise Google will consider it like a duplicate and then try to merge them.
Okay. So if let's say we put a 937, As a number for the company and everything, okay? Let's say 937 is the, even if we make ads in Oklahoma, we're gonna make the main number is 937, okay? So when people call the 937, if they call from a different, if I make the 937 as the main number, Google number, if people call from outside the 937, how the call can be directed to a team member or one of the team leaders or how we could do that.
Yeah.
So let's say
number,
you got it.
You said any receiving number. So yeah, any like if we have like a 937 call tracking number, you know, it could just go to any receiving number that we have set. So you know, if we have two call tracking numbers, we can have it go to the same receiving number. We can have it go to a different receiving number. There's not, you know, any limitations with that.
So does the system detect the zip code and based on the zip code direct the call to that area? So So let's say I got a call from Oklahoma and I got extension in Oklahoma. Does the, and they called the 937 number, which is the main number for the company. Does the call get directed to Oklahoma extension, or they have to press something?
How your, you know, phone system is set up.
But that's what I'm saying. Are you guys able to set it up this way? The main thing is the phone system.
We can't do your phone system. How your phone system is set up is on you. We just direct the calls to you.
I know, but the calls, that's what I'm saying. That's directing the calls. So let's say we're doing with the company based in Dayton, Ohio, right? We're running ads in Dallas, Texas, right? Somebody found us nearby. He called the Dallas, Texas. The Dayton, Ohio number, the main number, which is the main number for the company. He called from Texas. Does the call go to Texas, whoever in charge of Texas, or how the call get directed? Are you guys able to direct the calls? Depends on somebody's location from the area code they're calling from, or no?
No, it can't be determined based on the caller's area code. There's only like a set number option. So we can say press 1 and it goes to this number. You know, press 2 and it goes to this number. That's how the call tracking numbers work.
Okay, we're going to figure that out when we expand in the future. Let's start with so what's the best way to do it? I have to have Dayton number, or what's the 877 not working? Or what should I do now?
The 877 number could work. Again, we can put it on the website, but if we use that website in every location across the U.S. and people are calling the 877 number, Abdul, mm-hmm. then they're calling, like you said, from Texas or from California or from New Jersey, and they're all calling that same number, and there's no way for us to dispatch that out for you, okay? So okay. I would not recommend going with the 877 number for a number of reasons, but the main one being that each location on the web, we can have one universal website with each location phone number on the bottom of the website. Right, James?
Yeah, we would prefer it, you know, better that way for optimization as well, for each location to have, you know, a distinct number. And have that number tied with.
Okay, can I ask you guys something? Can we tie different numbers based on the area code with the ad with the campaign?
Oh,
so
yes.
Like, so near me, call this number.
Yeah, well, each ad is specific to an area. So for Dayton, it's going to have the Dayton phone number with the Dayton for the Dayton ads. For the Cincinnati area, it's going to have Cincinnati ads that are specific to the Cincinnati phone number. We're not running them all from the same exact campaign. We're going to run it logistically specific to where that business is located with that specific phone number driving the traffic back to it.
Is there any charges on the numbers I'm going to use on Google Voice, or you guys, who's going to, who was,
we
how
use
many
Google
numbers?
Call tracking, and it's included with your package already, right, James?
Yep, there's no additional cost for call tracking.
Any zip codes, any phone, as many as phone numbers that can be used, it's not a problem. Because it's not the number, it's the service, right?
Right, it's the service. So for the ads, are you asking about the phone number, or are you asking about the ads?
I'm asking about the phone numbers that you guys will assign to those campaigns. I don't have to pay for individually
no.
for phone numbers. Is this including
no,
the service?
No, it's included with each campaign. One call tracking number is included with each campaign.
So I get one contracting number, okay.
Yeah, one call tracking number for the Dayton location. Then when you open Cincinnati, you'll get a different call tracking number for that location. And then when you open Columbus, you'll get one for that one.
Okay, so that's what I was thinking. I was trying to dispatch all of them at first as an individual, you know, but before I hire people. But now it sounds like I'm going to have to control Dayton, and then when I feel like I want to expand, I'm going to hire somebody for every area. Okay. Okay, if we start today, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do today, it's $6.49, you said.
Mm-hmm.
I get a website. I get a phone number. And what do I, what else do I get?
Well, we're going to begin the Google verification. So James, if you look in the chat, April had helped me get a couple of answers. So he did go ahead and get the information started with the IRS. He has his, EIN number and his information there. Outside of this for verification, because he won't be needing or using a business license or insurance, April put that he could also use invoices, which I suggested he make invoices for his organization, and then we can do a digital business card to get him GBP approved, correct?
Yeah. I know Google prefers, you know, having registration or insurance, but, you know, we also have cases where invoices, you know, business cards, utility bills, those are also acceptable items.
Okay, so how long do you think it's going to take us to get him Google Business verified? I had quoted approximately 1 to 3 weeks.
I think it's a good average amount of time to stay. I know we usually do try the phone verification first, before going through the video verification. So it is very, you know, possible that the phone verification could just go live in 6.
Cool.
So that could be, you know, as soon as the profile is created. But with the video verification, it would just depend on, you know, how quick the video is submitted, you know, to Google.
But what, if you don't mind me asking, what video is it if I'm doing this in my apartment?
Okay, so sometime we're going to, like I told you, we will attempt phone verification first because that's the fastest and easiest way. And if Google accepts phone verification, so what happens is you send us the documents that you have, we create your Google business profile, and then Google says, hey, I need these documents, right? They want to see the documents. They want proof of the documents. Okay, so in that case, sometimes they will ask for a video. You, as the business owner, are the one that has to submit the video. We give you the guidelines of what Google is looking for, but they're looking for you to prove these guidelines. Okay? They're looking for you to prove that you have this IRS Certificate of Incorporation, EIN. They would look for the if you had business license and insurance, they would want to see those documents in the video. They would want to see the digital business card that we can create for you. They'd want to see the invoice. They need these documents when you do it with a video.
Sounds good. But just to be clear, and just for you guys' knowledge, in this business, what I'm doing as a towing brokerage, I don't need no insurance. I don't need no nothing. What I'm going to do, the towing company will submit the form or will sign a form with me signing up. So they will be responsible for anything. So when it comes to Google or anything, I'm providing a service. I don't need no license or any insurance. That's for you guys to know and Google too. Like, I don't know.
What we're doing has nothing to do with any. Well, we understand that that's not required in order for you to operate business in the state of Ohio. We understand that. But we're telling you what Google's best practices are in order to get approved. Now, that's why I asked James, hey, can he still get approved without license and insurance?
Yeah, which it is possible. you know, it is very well possible to get approved with, you know, utility bill, invoice, business card. Yeah, the main thing Google wants to see is, you know, documentation with the business name on it, you know, for the location.
So when you say utility bill, do you mean a utility bill in the business name? Or,
yeah, in the business name.
Okay.
It can't just be like a Verizon bill for, you know, a personal cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, it would have to be for the business name.
Okay. Cause the location is going to, cause it's a mobile service. It's going to be a home office location. And he said an apartment specifically. So I don't think that he has a utility bill in that, business name.
Yeah, it's under personal name.
Yeah, but invoice is definitely something we can try. And, you know, no matter what, though, we'll try the phone verification first, though. That'll be the quickest route. And if it gets approved, then you know, to just save all the time of having to, you know, you know, the invoice and such, you know, on the mm-hmm. PO verification.
Okay. So what is the, if he signs up today, what is the next move that he should make? He sent us the IRS EIN proof that's in the chat, but what else should he, would you suggest that he does at this moment?
We can create the business cards here. I believe April was she already doing that or?
Not yet, because we haven't signed him up yet, but he just wants to know exactly what all he needs when he pays.
Yeah, I would probably just say the next thing, you know, would be to just be prepared for the client interview.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just make sure to set the time aside. So, you know, if multiple locations all at once, or if it's one location at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
Just make sure to have the time available for the client interview.
Okay.
And then, you know, they'll go through, you know, the keyword, you know, and all the details and such. They'll go through, like, the website domain, I'll go through the phone number and
mm-hmm.
order the phone number, like, on the phone.
Right.
And when they search it up, they just search up the area code, and it'll present a list.
Mm-hmm.
So you can always, you know, ask for, you know, a number. We're presented with a list, but there is, you know, quite a few options on there. So the CI agent, client interview agent, you know, can go down the list, you know, one by one, or just choose the, you know, best sounding number.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say that's probably just the next thing is to just be prepared for the client interview.
Okay.
What if things go south and Google decided not to accept this business or whatever case? What's going to happen?
We appeal it and do it again.
Yeah. So
whose time?
If they suspend the business profile, there's no harm in, you know, deleting it and then recreating a new one. It's the process that it'll only take a few minutes for us to, you know, delete and make a new one. So there's no harm, you know, in doing that.
I know, but that's going to take up my time and I'm going to keep paying, you know? I'm just trying to be on the same page with you guys with anything before, so I don't want no misunderstanding, especially when it comes to this. It's going to be a long-time relationship. So.
Right. So we don't want any misunderstandings either, Abdul, so I want to be 100% clear with you. Google's best practices is to have business license and insurance, and I understand that for your organization and what you're doing, it's not required and you're not going to get it, but that is the best practice to get complete approval through Google, and we're telling you that up front. So for us to do it without it is absolutely 100% possible, and we have been successful at it. How long it's going to take isn't determined by us. It's determined by Google. So James has cited that the best and fastest way and the way that we're going to start first is with phone verification, because that seems like it would be the easiest to get you approved. However, Google may decide, hey, we need further verification from this business. That's not anything that can be avoided if Google decides it. So the amount of time that it could take beyond what I've quoted you is, of course, approximate. You can always attempt to do all of this on your own. It's just usually a lot harder because it's not coming from a Google partner.
You think I want to do it on my own?
I don't, but I'm just letting you know if you can. I'm just letting you know if you can. I mean, again, I don't want you to do it on your own. We want to do it for you, but I'm letting you know, yes. Is it a perfect straight line? Not always. Do we have a proven formula that works? Absolutely, 1,000,000%. However, you have to understand, because you don't have business license and insurance, it could be a bumpier road, and that's not our fault. That's Google
okay.
that decides that. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, but when it comes to what I do, if I need general liability for $1,000 a year, I could get that, you know, if that's needed.
Is that better?
I'm just telling,
James, is that better for him to do that?
A liability document?
Yeah, like to have general liability insurance.
Yeah.
Under this business name, would that?
We just want to make sure that the name is accurate.
Mm-hmm. With the same business address.
The same that's on the business profile.
Okay. So he's saying yes, that could solidify ensuring that you're going to get verification sooner by at least having the insurance document. If you had the insurance document that matched the EIN document that you already sent me, and then we would create the business cards for you, have your accountant build you an invoice. With those four documents, he should get approved, right?
Yeah, that's way, yeah.
That's way more solid than just going with,
because
without it.
Try it with less information. It's just, you know, the
Wait.
that we have, you know, the more that's available, the better.
The more solid it is, the opportunity to get approved.
Oh, yeah, this is going to cost me over $1,000. So let's try the regular way, and then if insurance is needed, I can go. I have an agency. I can call and make insurance within minutes.
Perfect. Okay. So do you have any more questions regarding call tracking or the Google Business Verification?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I just want to know before I let James off the call, because if you do have more, he wants to answer them for you. We just want to make sure before I release him off the call.
No, it's good. We're just going to start with one phone number for one area code.
Okay, perfect. All right, James, we'll talk to you later. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem.
Okay,
well. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Abdul, let me go ahead and get a little bit of information from you. So you went with First Choice Towing Incorporated for the organization. I'm going to go ahead and put that name in here. And then I have an address on here is 30 Brad Street, Unit 6 in Dayton, Ohio. And that's, I'm going to keep that physical address hidden on Google. So that way it doesn't show any personal information, but it does just match when we submit you to Google. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the email address that you want all the information to go to, is that the CEO _ Grahane at iCloud.com?
Say it again?
The email address. Is it the same email address that you sent that you sent the email from? Is that the email
yes.
you want everything to go to?
CEO _ Ghana?
Yep. At iCloud.com. Is that the one you want?
Yeah.
Or do you want... Okay. If you decide that you want Google Workspace with this,
uh-huh.
which means where your email address matches your domain, we do have that available. The Google Workspace itself is free, but for each user, it's $19 a month, okay? They'll offer you that during your client onboarding.
For the info, whatever, like
uh-huh.
if I want to do it at the company name?
Yep, uh-huh.
$19 okay. per user?
Per you, so say you had one that said Abdul at firstchoicetowing.com, and then you had Bobby at firstchoicetowing.com.
No, but if I have info, but if I have info of support.
But if you just have the info at, then it's just one user. So it's the $19 a month for that, and it matches your domain for the website.
And,
okay?
and five people can have access to it at the same time,
whoever
right?
you choose to have access to that can have access to that, as long as they're logging in with the same email, yes.
Okay, sounds good. I'm going to put you on hold for a second.
Take your time.
And then we're going to talk about the package, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Amy, what time you work till?
I'm done at 7 p.m. your time, so I can take my last call at about 6:15.
Can you give me a call in like 10 minutes, 15 max?
Yep.
Please, so I can pay. I'm going to pay.
Yeah,
this.
No, absolutely. I know. I'm not worried.
I know. I'm going to, of course I'm going to call you.
Okay. I just mean I'm going to call you because I want to take good care of you, and that's what we already decided. So, yes, I will call you. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for calling the Old Spaghetti Factory. To view restaurant hours, location information, make a reservation, or to place a to-go order for pickup or delivery, visit us online at OSF.com. To speak with a team member about placing a to-go order or to make a reservation, please press 1. To leave a message.
On the Old Spaghetti Factory and your provincial. Giovanni speaking. How can I help you?
Giovanni, may I speak with John, please?
John is not here. He's on vacation. He will be back until next Tuesday.
Is Alyssa there?
No, she's off until Friday.
They both told me to call and ask for them. Okay. Who is in charge of reservations?
How can I help you with that?
Okay, so I have a reservation on Friday, the 12/5 at my name is Amy Nelson. It's for my work event. It's for at 6:45.
6:45, okay. I have it at 7:15.
Yes, 7:15. I apologize. That is correct. Okay. Right now we're at 20 people.
20?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, I have a question. We're going down to the boat launch to go on the harbor boat ride for like an hour and 15 minutes or something. Is it still possible to park in the Old Spaghetti Factory parking lot?
I mean, I can say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I can say no because we have another big group coming at 8:15. And also it depends on the ballet parking. We work with it's a different company them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they will respect you, they charge you the $5 fee. Because I know you, they usually give like 15 minutes. They just go walk to the pier.
Mm.
So that's something you have to talk to them in that moment.
Okay, because we're coming over there at like 4:45.
Yeah, our lot will be open until 5.
Your lot won't be open until 5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so then we can park in that other parking lot that's close, right? The LAZ parking, the public parking?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we should park there. Do you know how much it is?
That one, I know it depends on the hour. I don't know how much they charge for an hour.
Okay. All right. Okay, so yeah, right now we're at 20 people, and then I have one, they have me down for one dietary restriction, correct? Okay, and then I need to add two more dietary restrictions to that. We have two more people who are gluten-free. They're going to have the chicken marsala with broccoli.
Okay. The broccoli is not gluten-free.
Okay, I'll let them know that. They've had it there before, so I think they know that it's safe at your location.
Yeah, because we cook it on the same water as the pasta, that's why.
Got it. I appreciate that feedback. Okay. So we're a total of 20 right now with 17 plates, and 3 are going to be separate.
Okay. So we're going to put put that down to 20. Okay, perfect.
Perfect.
Anything else can I help you with it?
Not right now. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay.
For sure. If anything, like anything changes, give us a call and we can update everything. Okay.
I will absolutely. I mean, when I talked to them earlier, they said like we can always increase when we get there. Like, hey, we have 3 more people, but decreasing is the problem because we have to pay 90%.
Yeah.
Got it. Understood. Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Bye bye.